Must be tough to get off, get them off.
Just as soon as you broke them. It'd lock up, but just as soon as you broke them, take a hammer and a punch. Or they had a what? In the double tree of a wagon, it had a pin went down through.
Yeah.
Well, that pin was a wrench to take the nuts off with. You just get up and pull it out. And
oh, yeah, I've seen that.
Take the nuts off the wagon wheels of that wrench. Use a pin, it was a double thing. So had a long handle in it, about as big as my thumb. I got some out there on that antique house.
Hmm. Now, your daddy used to, what sort of tools would he use around the place when you were coming out? To sharpen an axe, he'd use a what?
Grinding rock. I got some of them out there.
You did? And when he was sharpening his Barlow knife, he'd use a old
wet rock.
Yeah.
Just like I got myself in that, I sharpened.
Did he shave with a straight razor?
Yeah, man, I got a bunch of them. Hone and strap. Hone it and then strap it and then shave it. I bought me one of them about a few years ago at Richmond, Tennessee, and I honed it and strapped it. Got it all fixed up and looking. And I got in there with the mirror and I hung that Bible in my temple. And I like scared me to death. And I used to shave with them when I was a boy. I never seen a safety razor till I was 20, 25 years old. And I got scared and I thought, sure as hell I was going to cut my head off of that razor. I just sat there and I didn't know where the hell, the way to go this way or that way, what to do. Finally, I just turned it loose and let it hit the floor and walked out of that thing. I said, I used to get such a good shave with it, you know, when I was a kid, I'd shave myself with it. But get up the mirror and just take a damn razor and just shave it. Good God Almighty, I got about shaking and nervous and I got that damn razor hung in the, I didn't know what in the hell to do. I just backed off and just turned my hand and just let it fall. I got one I bought, it's a tree brand, made in Germany, hollow ground. It does damn good.
How many kids you got?
I ain't got no kids but one, that's my wife's kid. She married, but been married for a while. Married. Me and her ain't got no children, she ain't had no kids.
How'd you meet your wife, man?
I met up on it, over out from, I was off up that part around one Sunday. She nursed an old man, take a bit of life. I was up that court and food around some Gail Gales and that. She didn't think that she'd do it out, and then I still had a talk with her. You know, to bring her home with her. She wants to find out if she get her clean. I tell her, oh, she makes a mess.
Yeah.
I married her night on the 20th. First day of September 1929.
That was a bad year, wasn't it?
Yeah, I was in a damn depression. We started housekeeping. My God, I made all my furniture, but the bed, my uncle gave me an old stove. And I got hold of some dishes things. I guess that I made $18 that week. I was driving a gravel truck.
And I got
the license for $3 and give the preacher $5 to marry me when we started out on $10 all the way. She didn't have no money. We might have had $20. I carried her to mama and kept her about a month. We got us up some dishes and things, moved over to one of the old tennis houses on the plate. Stayed over there, made one crop over there, and I moved around all over the damn country. Worked at a spade mill a while, and then I went to. I went in business. Had $98 I went in business putting in a store. Kept $5 for change. I bought $90 worth of groceries. I had a damn good store. Had me 4 or 5 sacks of flour of mine. I stayed in it 12 years and I bought this damn place, by God. I had $40,000 in the bank when I closed it down. But I was putting that whiskey out, son.
Tell me about that.
Mississippi